Joel. Hey, what's up?
What's good? All right, dude. We're going to start recording all of our calls because I feel like every time we have a conversation, like, that shit is pretty
Every epic, time. Right? Yeah, I mean, all this is valuable. Every time I get on the phone with you, bro, like, everything is valuable. Everything you're telling me, it's like, I got to be writing this shit down.
It's good.
I'm driving right now, so... Definitely. Like, it's everything you say. It's like, fuck, I need to, like, study this shit. So,
it's just because it's easy for me to say because I'm looking, like I said earlier, like, I'm not in the fire. I'm looking at the fire. So, like, I can analyze everything that you do.
Yeah.
But I think that came from, like, management back when I was working a 9-to-5. All right. Anyways.
Yeah.
I'm over here playing Assassin's Creed. This shit's dope as fuck, bro. What were we saying? What did we leave off on?
So, really quick, I mean, I'm going to introduce you to everyone that's listening. This is Joel Navarez. We go way back. This guy is my business consultant. I mean, this guy's an expert on SEO. He's an expert on business management. I mean, and in reality, it's you don't even have a degree on that, do you?
Nah, it's just lead generation for business.
It's just lead generations. I mean, this guy, it's trial and error, and everything that he does is gold. So you can learn a thing or two from Joel. So I was just telling you how I landed my first client right now. Just now, I just got off the phone with him, you know, about an hour ago. And I told him I was doing outreach. I saw him on Instagram. He's an artist trying to get his music out there. I reached out to him. I said, bro, I want you to be my client. I want you to be my client.
That just sounds like no homo. Like, that shit just sounds sexy.
And you know what? He was so grateful for me reaching out to him. That's really what lit a fire on my ass. It made me excited because these people are really grateful for my work. You know, my line of work that I do for people is, you know, content creation. So I told him I want to do, you know, content for you, for your brand, for your music. You know, I like how you sound. I think you got it. Let's, you know, make something happen. You know, I want you to be my client. And he agreed. And we're going to start shooting content April 8th on the, like, 2 weeks from now.
You know what?
So
where we, and then also, so to finish off where we, like, kind of ended.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We were talking about scaling your business as a videographer, editor.
There you go.
And potentially, like, photography. But in the artist niche, so like in the hip hop rap niche, like, you gotta remember, rappers are fucking trappers. I don't care what you say. Whether or not you sell drugs, I would hope nobody admits they sell drugs, you know what I mean? But they're hustlers at the end of the day. These guys are hustling to get their product, their music, in the ears of the consumer. And they're trying to get their product in front of you. So they're hustling. That's all they do. They're promoting. So with you doing that outreach and, like, literally saying, like, hey, I want you to be my client, dude, that is grinding. Like, you can't grind any harder than that. So you're going to get the respect of these rappers. And especially if you're able to, like, work with them, because not every... Like, no disrespect, but not every rapper's making a million, but they all make on, you know, music videos. So these guys are, like, they're working regular 9-to-5 jobs. The last thing that they want is an obnoxious, arrogant, you know, videographer to want to charge them full price. But, and you know, you don't have to do the homie hookup for everybody, but it's just making it seem like you're giving them the homie hookup. Like, dude, especially, like, the deal that you gave this guy when he told me, I'm not going to say it over the phone, but... That's dope. So, like, you're grinding, and I'm pretty sure he respected it, and he was really grateful, as you can tell. So, yeah, that's all.
And you know what?
I really like the fact that you're grinding, like, you're legit grinding.
And you know what? Going back to what you just said right now, you don't want to say the price that I gave him. I want to show full transparency. So on this podcast, on these talks that we have, we're going to share this with people, with everybody. So I had originally told him, you know, 500, you know, a month to do his content. And I mean, that's pretty reasonable. That's a good price point. I mean, especially for what I'm doing for him is I'm just taking photos, making him look good on video, on digital, you know, the photos, putting his music onto these videos, visuals of his music. So, I mean, it's pretty reasonable. And what he said really struck me. He's like, you know what? I just started my job. I'm trying to get back on my feet. Can we do 400? And I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to lose this over $100, dude. Like it's, you know, I told him, you know what? Let's do it. That's great. What works best for you? What, I mean, do you want to do like, bi-weekly, like how would you want to take care of this? He's like, well, I get paid every 2 weeks. Let's do every 2 weeks. I'll type up a contract really quick. I did like a quick agreement for him.
How long did it take to put your, like, do you have like legal documents for your clients? What are you doing?
I don't, not legal documents. No, I don't. Them? I think I do. I just typed it up. You know, on my notes as I was talking to him. I talked to him, you know, so what sounds good for you? Bi-weekly, what did you want? He's like, yeah, bi-weekly. So I type it down. Okay, bi-weekly, you know, how do you want to do it? You know, on your payday? Okay, cool, payday.
It's like a payment arrangement. First
payment, it's like a payment arrangement. Yeah, definitely. And then also, you know, when do you want to start? You know, we can start next, you know, this Sunday, right? And he said, nah, I can't start right now. Give me about, you know, 2 weeks. So I said, okay, April 8th. Boom, we locked it in. You know what I was gonna give him. I wrote it on there too. Like, this is what I'm gonna give you: raw footage, raw photos.
Itemized, exactly.
Like the photos, right, professionally taken. Also videos, professionally shot and editing. I'm gonna throw his music on there. We're gonna shoot a few visuals for him. You know. I'm gonna get some lady friends that I got. I'm gonna come, you know, come through with him.
Dude, I thought you said you were transparent with them. They're guys, bro.
You're hilarious. That's funny. Anyway, jokes aside. So, yeah, dude. So I mean, I'm just letting them know, you know, and I mean, like I said earlier when I was telling you, what really ignited this fire in me is the fact that he was so grateful, appreciative for me reaching out to him. He's like, man, dope, I appreciate you. God bless you. This is going to be dope. I'm so excited. And that's really ultimately what I'm after, is not necessarily like the money. The money is going to come, you know, either way.
I'm
motivated clients. First of all, he wants to invest in himself. I've invested in myself all day, every day. He wants to invest in himself. But also that he likes my work. I showed him the other work that I've done. He loves it. He wants to work with me. I just feel amazing right now. Feels great.
I mean, like, you take a look back, Luke, your branding on your social media is pretty legit. So all it really took was for you to do that outreach to tell him what's good.
Yeah.
He peeps your shit. He peeps your work. You look legit. And then you work with him payment wise, dude. It's a wrap.
It's a wrap. Yeah.
It's a legit wrap.
So now
scale
before
it.
We start
scaling.
Exactly. That's what I want to get into. What did you? How would you, scale this service, this business that I got going on right now?
I would start by systemizing everything. So, just yesterday, I don't think I told you this. Maybe I have. I have a virtual assistant out of the Philippines.
Okay.
And what I did yesterday is I told him, hey, I'm giving you this task. It has taken me 30 minutes to do this task, and I've done it twice and timed myself twice. So it does indeed, it took me 25 minutes, but you know, 30, 35 minutes is what it should take you. So what I'm doing is I'm systemizing my work because I don't want to get stuck in the fire. If there's anything that somebody else can do for, you know, lower pay, but it doesn't really require skill, you got to get rid of that shit. So what I would do if I were you is look at your entire business plan from start to finish. If there's anything you can do that can be passed on, do it. That way you can focus on getting more business or business relationships. Stuff like that's going to go a really, really long way, especially when you're not talking to these people on a daily basis, but maybe, you know, your employees are. Yeah. If I were to like put it, you know, an example of your work, maybe it's everything from sending weekly reminders to your clients or gathering X amount of photos or stock images that you might want to use for social media. You know, I don't really know your industry, so it's hard for me to really give an example of how to systemize your business. But, like, Jose, if you could knock out all the videos in one day for one guy and have one of your assistants start putting everything together, and I'm not saying, like, you're, the stuff that needs skill from you, you should never, you know, undervalue your own skill. Don't pass that on. But there's things that you do maybe on a daily basis that you don't need to be doing. Yeah. When you can figure out how to delegate those tasks, you're going to see a huge increase in sales because all you have to do now is do your editing work and build relationships and maintain relationships. Those three things. That's it.
Yeah. Okay.
But you got to systemize. I think I've been telling you that for a while now.
You have.
Systemize.
You have.
I have been.
Before we got on this call, you were telling me also, outreach. Grab an Excel sheet, yeah.
Get a Google document, or actually a Google sheet. Either reach out, and then after each person you reach out to, list their information on a sheet. Or yeah, I would do that. I would reach out to a person, get their info, name, maybe if they have a website, if they have a SoundCloud, if they have any type of social media. List it and just go down the list and just start keeping track of everyone that you've reached out to, because as you do your first round of outreach, maybe no one's going to respond to you, but then your second round of outreach, what you're going to do is you're going to hit them up on Twitter or you're going to hit them up on their SoundCloud and comment on some of their shit. Maybe in the email that you have, you're going to copy one of the songs that they have, or maybe, you know, on the headline of the email and put one of their bars as the headline. Like, how dope would that be? You know what I'm saying? Like, stuff like that. Like, that's how you need to be. Start being innovative.
Authentic.
And it's, well, unique. Yeah, I don't know if anyone. Yeah, you can call it authentic. So if you start doing shit like that, dude, they're going to see, all right, this guy's a hustler. I like it. And, I mean, you're just going to start getting more respect, bro.
Yeah.
You're not this guy that's like, oh yeah, I can shoot videos for you. All right. Like, nah, you're literally reaching out to these people, showing them what you can do, and like seeing the potential that they have. Bro, these people will be feeding you the money. Everything they have, they're just gonna be throwing at you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what you gotta look at it.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah. Damn. All right. This is good.
Let's do a recap. Not a recap. Let's do a follow-up of this. So, like, I want to see you maybe in a couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
Or the next time we're on, let's do a recap of what you did or you have done to, like, systemize it.
Okay.
And then, like, honestly, bro, I could give a fuck if no one listens to this podcast. But at the end of this podcast, when we're done with the series, if you've grown from one client to 10 clients, you're going to use this podcast and you're going to use it as leverage to start being an authority in your niche.
and you, people are going to see how you built your business from the ground up.
Oh my God, bro. Like, you're just, this is golden. You're right.
This is it.
That's how we're, yeah, this, like, is it. That's how we're going to do,
yeah,
this.
Bro, don't.
That's the, I don't, accountability.
Give, yeah. Look at my social media. I don't give a fuck about what anyone thinks, because I'm in my own lane right now. And like, the moves that I'm making, I know they're being made, and there's, I'm playing with a lot of shit, but I don't, yeah. I don't portray myself on social media like, oh yeah, I'm this big shot caller. Like, I don't even post it anymore because I'm so focused in the fire. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. So like, that's how you got to treat this podcast. Don't, like, you shouldn't even care if anyone hears this podcast. Who cares? But all, because all that matters is we're starting off with one client. And yeah, 6 to 7 podcasts from now, you're going to end it with 10 clients.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. Got you.
So I would say first goal is try to systemize your first client.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can work on outreach for email. Email, Instagram, everything.
Twitter, messaging, Facebook, everything. Got it. Cool. Awesome. Awesome. Thank you. So yeah. So we'll end it right here. Guys, everyone who's listening, you know, hit us up. Where can they reach you at, Joel?
On Instagram, my Instagram name is _JNevarez, NEVAREZ.
Cool. Hey, how am I going to be able to say this on mine? On my channel, or what?
Yeah, I believe so.
Okay,
share it with you.
For both, right? Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. All right, awesome. Sounds good, brother. All right, dude. I'll catch you next time. All right.
All right, brother.
All right. Talk to you soon. Bye.